I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Nomadic glamour.
The idea that you could create a genre or the memory of a garment in another garment. I'm a dressmaker. I'm the pyramidal way of working. I treat the artisanal collection like the raw, undiluted essence, the parfum. From there, which I hope is directive and strong, and it's when a designer has the time to work out a line or a volume, from that point on, it can inform and inspire a ready-to-wear collection. Streetwear will always inspire, for sure. But sometimes, as I said, I'm a dressmaker. It's about technique, it's about cutting, it's about draping, and it's through that process that possibly one can produce a volume that maybe could go somewhere else. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. But I mean, at least I tried. Even if it just exercises that part of the brain that needed exercising. Volumes, that's what makes fashion move forward. If we don't play with volumes, that's what fashion's about. It's volume, isn't it? However subtle or not you are, it's the volumes that make the difference. Through the artisanal collections, I have been investigating, exploring, and giving ourselves a real workout in the atelier. Many of the things that you may have heard me talk about started... I was almost euphoric when I hit upon the idea that we could take inspiration from the idea of proposing a new glamour. None of us are interested in actually finding a new glamour. It's the idea that's really exciting. And that's kind of happened for three artisanal collections now. Posing a new glamour, the unconscious glamour, relaxed glamour. And within all that, certain things came up, the idea of reverse dressing or reverse swatching. Taken inspiration, the way we dress in haste and put things back to front. A coat and the blazer becomes a dress, and reverse dressing was really inspirational. Along with that came the memory of something where you just evoke something through a cut for appropriate, the inappropriate, and what is appropriate. This could be the last chapter in my exploration of glamour. But who knows? We'll see. We'll see. But the idea... Again, the idea of proposing a new glamour. And two words, nomadic glamour. So often one uses the word cool. Oh, she looks so cool. Oh, he's so cool. So often I'm like, what do you mean by that exactly? Define cool. What does it mean? I ask myself the question as well. What does cool mean? I know that when I see people in layers and reflecting the life they lead or choose not to live. They don't want to live within the confines of society. I think that's cool. When they have their most precious possessions on them, and it's led, and there's a sense of history and emotion to the clothes, I think that's cool. That's just my emotional feeling. So you'll see some images of nomads, my interpretation of nomads. But well, we're all nomads today. And we're attached to our iPhones. It's everything in our iPads. We are nomadic. We do move in tribes. I came up with this word, neo-digital natives. A further investigation into all the things I've talked about. Reverse dressing, reverse watching. But this time, the memory of, or decortique, or any of those things that I've tried to lay down as new codes for the house, I've tried to take them a step further. So it's not just decortique to the spine of something or the memory of a gentleman's jacket. I've tried to take it a little bit further. This is a cape. I've tried to do away with as many seams as I can, so the shape is very pure. All I'm trying to say is, from that the idea of nomadic cutting, from a simple shape like a cape, and with some swift cuts, I evoke a tail coat. A 50s skirt and coral, Max Factor coral pink lipstick, that parfumé, you know, that gorgeous colour. You can see the waistband, you can see the zip, and then I start to cut into it the memory of a jacket. So the piece is migrated, you wear the skirt on your shoulders. And this you will see through the collection. It's a transformative process. It's the beginning of a symphony. Maybe not, we'll see. There's evidence of, like, reverse dressing. But the woman is so much more in control. She doesn't wear stockings, but that very fabric is maybe her final layer over her outfit. So you'll see stockings worn in a new way to evoke the memory of the trench. There is no trench, though. It's magic. In terms of volume, there is this layer upon layer upon layer. And a redefinition of how one wears these layers. It's protective, but at the same time, it's quite inviting. You want to squidge it, you want to feel it, it's soft. Creating your own world within a world that is very troubled at the moment. But I wonder how virtual should be. So I've tried to show that idea of nomadic through textiles, through finishing, through layering, being honest, revealing structures and padding, interlinings that normally you would cover, but being very authentic and truthful about it, and that de mettre en valeur. It's beautiful to look at. I love the finishing on the foam, the details. It looks like you've sliced through it. Imagine slicing through butter with a hot knife. I love the idea of taking a sorbet colour, like I talked about coral pink. That kind of wonderful coral pink lipstick that Faye Dunaway would have worn and still does. I think it's Max Factor. You know that pink. You can almost smell the parfum. How delightful that is and how seductive that is as a colour to see that painted, printed
on sponge, éponge. So you'll see these sorbet colours, which are very delicious and seductive, accented with high shine blacks. So that just helps refocus as what we would know as a pastel. And I call it techno sorbets, which I've tried to use in a minimal way at the beginning to express the way I cut. Nomadic. You'll see there's no buttons and no buttonholes in this collection. It's all scratched together, a spontaneity, how you scratch a box or a parcel. Yeah? That speed, that spontaneity, that creates a fastening. There's a lot of recycling too, recycled fabrics, which has been really fun working with them. This underlay is made up of all the offcuts of very chic luxury houses. And, you know, they often produce scarves. Queen of England wears these scarves. So they're beautiful offcuts of silk. So, you know, the little coat and your shoulders are bathed in the light of Sandringham or Windsor. Through it, the égouttage, you see the echoes of a slip. Do you know Geba? It's made up of old Chinese textiles that are then bonded together with a glue made from rice, and that is often reused in China for the linings of the bag or the linings of the shoe. It's been a great inspiration here as well. That's Geba. It's really cool. And often you'll see the pattern pieces. You'll see some of these on our shift dresses that we have recreated. And that uses rice to glue them together and then they're sewn. It's things that I am sensitive to. It is an artisanal collection and it is an expression of my art. But of course I am aware of all these things. I am connected. With the digital age generation, I interact daily, morning till night, because I'm surrounded by great teams that are from that generation, or if they're not a full-time member of the team, they're stagiaires, they're doing student placements. So my interaction with them is on a daily basis from 9 o'clock till, well, this week we've been finishing quite late. It's daily. I see the hope in their eyes. I see how all-consuming the creative process can be and is, but I also see what they have to deal with outside in that real world. That desire, that hunger to learn, that really impresses me. It's not just styling or a look. They're interested in the technique. They want to know how to cut, how to make a garment. That's rewarding, I think, on a two-way level, you know?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.